Wheat prices are up and down this year, and Kim Anderson, a lot of producers are watching that and they're thinking, have we found the bottom?
I think we're relatively close to the bottom on wheat prices. We've talked about $5.50. You know, we talked about six and it took a couple months to pound through the six. It's been pounding on the 550. If we break 550, we'll go to four. But there's indications right now that we'll probably hold that 550. We've touched it a couple times or got to 553, back up in the 560s. If we can continue to hold this as we get into the fall, maybe as we get some export demand, I think wheat prices may come up, maybe up to 30 to 40 cents. But the next 2 weeks is going to tell the story. If we break 550, we're going on down to five.
In the past, there's been a tie between wheat and corn. Are we starting to see that bond start to regain?
Yeah, well, we saw that original bond, you know, you can go back to 2007, about October, when the funds and the ethanol impacts came in, drove corn prices up. About 9 months later, wheat prices followed them up. When stocks got tight, where wheat was in demand for both food and feed, I mean, they were married. We talked about that. Right now, we've got excess corn. The projections for the corn production continues to go up. We ended the year with relatively good corn stocks. There's no reason to feed wheat. So they're moving together to a certain degree. And if you look at the percentage down moves, about 36 for corn, about 32 or 33 for wheat from the top down to the bottom over the last couple of years, they've moved about the same, but not always together. And of course, the real determinant of the corn and wheat price is weather. Mm-hmm. Good weather, we got good corn production. Bad weather, we got poor or hard red winter wheat production.
Okay, and those are starting to come back up. Let's talk about a crop that's really, you know, started to trend downward, the soybeans.
Yeah, soybeans kind of fell off the cliff, but I looked at that chart this past week, and if you go back to 2007, we started an uptrend in soybeans that on the long-term trend just ended about 2 months ago. And of course, since that, we dropped from about $13 down to below $10 in the $9 range. They're talking about soybeans maybe going down into $8, $8.50, something like that. We'll just have to wait and see what happens there. But soybeans broke that long-run uptrend. Of course, you look at wheat and corn we were talking about, they didn't have that long-run uptrend. A lot more volatility in corn and wheat than we had in beans.
Okay, let's go back to wheat. Now, the price being what it is, there should be a little bit more demand for that, correct?
Yeah, I was talking to some people this last week, and it appears to be a big problem in transportation. We know we've got it in corn. Of course, corn has the ethanol, so they can use it in locally and move it with truck. But the wheat has the barge. It also has the rail. Those are very expensive right now. I was told that some grain handlers, corn, wheat, beans, can make more money by selling the rail or the barge than they can selling the commodity, and they're doing that. Mm-hmm. I personally think if we had good rail availability, good truck availability, good barge availability, in other words, lower rates, that we'd have higher exports and, you know, higher wheat and corn prices.
Now talking about things that are trending higher, the value of the dollar's kind of ticked upward also. How's that affecting wheat price?
Well, see, we've seen it. The dollar go on an index from 79 to 86 relative to other currencies. Mm-hmm. That's probably taken about, or makes our wheat at the Texas Gulf or Louisiana Gulf 50 cents a bushel more higher than it was, say, 5 or 6 months ago, or $18 a metric ton higher. 50 cents or $18 a ton on the world market is the difference between a sell and no sell.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.